Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, Wednesday evening. You know who drops by right about this time every Wednesday? My friend Mike Dickinson. Mike is a really solid citizen reporter, citizen journalist. He's doing in our region what Andy Ngo in many ways has done on a national stage. And having said that, let me remind everybody. Whole bunch of what Mike has done right here in Central Virginia has been picked up by all sorts of national outlets. In addition to that, he is our go-to guy when it comes to the WWE, letting us know exactly what's going on there. Michael, thank you for being here, sir.
Anytime for you.
You're a good man. I appreciate it. Let's start. We haven't had a chance to chat since last week when Abigail Spanberger showed up to that debate and then forgot she was, I guess, supposed to debate, right?
It looked like she was just a mannequin standing there.
Yep.
And I think someone from Winston-Sears' office, they must listen to the show. I think, you know, I think we're like citizen journalists, reporters, influencers, because I had not heard Winston-Sears attack Abigail Spanberger with the daughter pointing out that you're not willing to protect your daughter line until we've been saying it here on this show for the last 3 weeks.
That's right.
So Sears went on the attack, and she attacked her, and she asked the question, if you're not willing to protect your daughters from a man in the bathroom, from a male in the female bathroom, what does that say about you? Winston pushed that issue. She hadn't been pushing that issue until we've been talking about it right here on your show for the last 3 weeks, and it had not been anywhere else, so Maybe we're a little bit of an influencer.
Well, it's possible, Mike. I know we got plenty of people up there on Capitol Square who are tuning in, and I certainly appreciate that. And it's a big issue. You know, you talk about these things from that whole 5,000-foot view, you know, the macro level, and you go, all right, no, let's boil it right down. It's your daughter, Abigail, and she is in that shower, and some naked dude comes into the shower. You're telling me you're not going to be upset? I call bullcrap.
Exactly. And it was, I mean, Spanberger just stood there. She didn't answer. She didn't have the dignity to answer. She didn't have the respect to answer. She just stood there. And that is what these Democrats, these, I guess they think that they're arrogant, morally superior, know-it-all, run the country into the ground. Democrats, that's their whole outlook on things is, well, we can just say and do whatever. And even if you confront us on it, if you get a chance to confront us on it, we're just going to stand there and look like we're not even going to answer because we're not accountable to you. That's Abigail Spanberger has a very arrogant attitude towards everybody in Virginia. And God help us if she wins. She is god awful. She's going to put the state of Virginia into a ditch.
Yep. Let's remember. So she was a big supporter of the porn candidate over there when she was running against the David Owen. There's a part here, boy. I hate to go down this path, but I think we have to, Mike. There's a racial component to this as well. And that is that this entitled, arrogant white woman would not even look at Winsome Sears, would not even give her the common decency to look in her direction, like something bad would happen to her if she looked at the lieutenant governor. And it reminded me, Mike, and you and I have been around for a while, you're going to remember this, when Bishop E.W. Jackson was the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, the Democrat nominee was a guy by the name of Ralph Northam. And Ralph Northam refused to shake hands with Bishop Jackson. You remember that?
I do. I do. And that's why I've always believed that a lot of these Democrats and liberals who call conservatives racist, a lot of it is self-projection. A lot of it is they're arrogant. They don't secretly, you know, we've heard what Kamala Harris said about Pete Buttigieg. She couldn't have him as a VP because he's gay. That's what she said in an interview promoting her book. Yeah. A lot of the, you know, oh, they're racist, they're homophobes. A lot of that is the Democrats projecting their own feelings onto us because they are a bunch of, you know, super highly educated people, and they think they know everything, and they see, but they project all of their hate. They make us like we're the ones saying it. And I've never heard anybody on the Republican ticket, Winsome Sears, Jason Meares, John Reed, say anything hateful about anybody,
right,
much less anybody who's, you know, minority, much less somebody who's gay, much less not even answer their questions. I mean, can you imagine that if a conservative white person confronted a black liberal and they asked them a question and we didn't and the conservative didn't answer, it would be outrage news. It would be the media would be outraged. Oh, how dare they? They wouldn't have the decency to answer. But, you know, the mainstream media just kind of, they give Abigail a pass on it. Oh, you know, it's whatever. But we know a couple of things about Abigail. We know she's not a great judge of character. You know, she's friends with the porn candidate that supported her. Yep. We know that Abigail and Shannon Taylor, loony Shannon Taylor, who wants to be the next congresswoman, you know, Shannon Taylor is the one who tried to put a bona fide police hater in the Commonwealth Attorney's Office in Henrico County. That was Shannon Taylor's idea. She wanted to do that, a bona fide police hater, to investigate the police.
Yep.
And that's, you know, one of Spanberger's friends. So we know Spanberger doesn't have a great group of friends. She hangs out with a bunch of, really, America haters.
Yeah. No, that has become clear. You know, you mentioned the folks who are anti-law enforcement. Tell me what's going on in the city, because are they putting together this citizens review board for the police department, or has it always been around? I've kind of lost track. What are they doing with that?
So, you know, a few years ago when everybody was on this anti-policing, everybody was on this, oh, the police are the problem, not the criminals, the police are the problem.
Yeah.
The city council created the citizens review board in the city of Richmond, and nothing ever really happened to it. I mean, we had an election cycle. We had LeVar Stoney became very unpopular. It kind of dropped off the map for a minute. But, you know, with President Trump doing all of his pro-law enforcement, cleaning up the streets and cleaning up the cities, that is not good enough for the citizens of Richmond. The city council has decided it is not good enough for you to have safe streets. So Stephanie Lynch, city councilwoman, and her gang of police haters, they have now decided they're going to now take the citizens review board that was created, and now they're actually going to enact it. So, you know, if you don't know what the citizens review board is, it's basically the city council picks a group of citizens, and it's very political because, as you can imagine, the city of Richmond city council has got some very, very, very left-wing loonies on it, like Stephanie Lynch and others.
Right.
They're going to pick the biggest group of liberal people that hate law enforcement to be on it and then judge, you know, police complaints and police issues.
It is bizarre. It is absolutely bizarre to think that people who have never, ever worn a badge, have never made an arrest, are going to sit in judgment of folks who are making decisions in split seconds. But Well, crazier things, of course, have happened in the city of Richmond. I want to remind everybody that Mike Dickinson is joining us. Mike joins us every Wednesday evening at 5:35. Great, great citizen reporting, following stories that, frankly, are not getting very much in the way of attention, turning things up that nobody else is uncovering. And in addition to all of that, Mike, you are also our go-to guy when it comes to WWE activities. And I want to get you in on that. We got a couple of moments here. You know, Jeremy, like you, is watching every single piece of programming from WWE, and he's asking me to ask you, John Cena, AJ Styles, what's going on there?
What a great match they had at Crown Jewel. And it was, I mean, they really paid tribute. I mean, Cena really paid tribute to AJ Styles. And it was just a match full of tributes and moments using different legends, finishers. And you would never think that someone would be announced as the de facto leader of the Bullet Club on WWE programming. But John Cena handwrote AJ Styles' intro and gave it to the ring announcer so that she could announce it for him. And she read off all of AJ Styles' accolades. You know, we're kind of at a moment now in WWE where it's hard. You know, I grew up in the era of Hogan in the 80s and early 90s, but we're at the era now where, I guess, four generations past that, the John Cenas and the AJ Styles are now getting ready to retire and ride off into the sunset from active competition. So, those two are paying tribute to each other.
All right. Now, we know that Cena, he's like one or two matches away, right? And then he's hanging it up. Okay. But is AJ Styles also saying thanks? I'm out.
AJ Styles said next year is going to be his last year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Wow. Okay. AJ is a cool guy. Now, AJ, you probably remember this, was here at my little radio show the very day that he won the title at the Richmond Coliseum.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I do.
Yeah, that was some great event. And think about it. It was at the Richmond Coliseum, Mike. Remember that? It's now the world's largest urinal, but we used to have all sorts of stuff going on down there.
We used to have events on national TV at the Richmond Coliseum, and then LeVar Stoney ruined that by thinking that, oh, I'll just close the one entertainment venue we have, and that'll make everybody see that we need a new one. But that's, you know, the Democrats ruin everything. Make America miserable again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, as I've said many times, LeVar Stoney is the only guy who could screw up a Tom Farrell plan in the city of Richmond. But congratulations.
I don't think he likes wrestling either, so I don't think LeVar Stoney likes wrestling. That's probably why he's such a miserable person.
Are there any venues that you know of? Have we got anywhere within 100 miles of Richmond where WWE could even do a house show?
They still go down to the Scope down in Norfolk. I think was it Sami Zayn? They did a show down at the Scope maybe a month or two ago.
Oh.
And surprisingly, Sami Zayn said that the Scope is a great wrestling venue. He said that online in an interview, which I never would have thought is the Scope is a great venue, but Sami Zayn thinks it is.
Well, right. NWA used to run a bunch of stuff there.
Yeah.
Memory serves, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe there's a road trip in our future there, Mike.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Definitely.
It is always good to have you here, my friend. What's the situation with your social media? Are we up? We running? What are we doing here?
Working on it. Hopefully, I know I've said that before, but I want to make sure that if I get it back and when I get it back, that it can't just be deleted, because what happens is the left was very successful. They were doing this for a long time. If you are a active X user or when it was Twitter, if you say things that are too much truth, they all send out, I guess, a little text hotline to all their little Antifa buddies, and they all report you at the same time, and that triggers the algorithm to flag your account.
All right. Well, you keep us apprised of that situation. We'll look forward to chatting again next week. That is Mike Dickinson. He does our citizen reporting as well as our WWE updates, and he's just the best at both. 547, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Yeah. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.